Looking to discover your dream home? Then come to Columbus Real Estate, where every property is a new world of opportunity. No deed, no problem. Just plant a flag and yell loudly.
Acclaim this a two-bed, a two-bath, a duplex with excellent curb appeal for Spain.
At Columbus Real Estate, we don't let things like existing residents or legal boundaries get in the way of your manifest destiny. In fact, I just discovered a five-bedroom ranch style in an excellent school district. I'm sure it's occupied, but you let us worry about that.
Making property that patriotic again. Columbus Real Estate.
Columbus Real Estate, where we turn other people's property into your American dream.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
What's up, buddy? I'm going to get you out of this. I know. I know. There we go. Just relax. It's a little bit more. It's all off. If he gets up now, he should be good. See you later, buddy.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Do you know what day it is today? Today's Monday.
So, Columbus Day.
Yeah, what about it?
What are you guys doing?
Celebrating Columbus Day.
What's your policy on Columbus Day?
Columbus Day. Thoughts?
Celebrating?
Yeah, I'm just working.
You are Columbus and I am America. Discover me.
Let the show begin!
Yes, sir. Show's on. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that even work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and...
Hello!
She will, and then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play... Radio 434.
Hello!
It's really easy. You can even listen to our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. The podcast drops around noon. We take the live show that we're doing right now, and then we record all the segments. We take all those segments, and then we mash them all together into a full-length podcast. And then that usually drops around noon, as mentioned. You can get that on Alexa by easily saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You have to add the VA in the end there, and then you can listen to any of our podcasts. You can even search the Mike Show VA wherever you get podcasts, including Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, radio434.com. And click on the Mike Show channel. There's a link to the podcast. We do about 240 episodes per year. And we've been repacking as a podcast for about 4 years or so. So there's a lot of content. It's like our virtual time machine. We welcome you to come in and join it and check it out. And you can even watch our show on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. It's all one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA. All right. This weekend, man, oh, man, we were out at Rebeck Vineyards both Saturday and Sunday, and we had a great turnout. Saturday's turnout was bonkers. There were tons and tons and tons of people, so much so. That everybody's cellular signal and Wi-Fi signal just dropped. So we're speculating. It's just a speculation that with that many people, there were probably, I don't know, I guesstimated there were between 5,000 and 10,000 people. I could be totally off, but that many devices out in the middle of Amherst with like what one little cell tower somewhere anywhere close by, probably not built. Probably not built to handle like 5,000 to 10,000 devices. And no, not everybody was on their device, and not everybody was, you know, scrolling and searching the internet or anything. But you realize that this thing is always talking. It's always talking to something. It's always communicating with the tower, even if it's just checking in on location or whatever. This device is always pinging that tower, and so the tower would get overwhelmed with just that many devices being on. To alleviate the problem, you would have to shut off your phone. I don't think, 10,000 people are going to shut off their phone. But anyway, but it was a great time. Otherwise, Saturday was jam-packed and beautiful weather. Sunday was kind of a hidden gem. Even though it was a little breezy, even though it was overcast, even though it was moist at times, It was absolutely positively the sleeper day, and I mean that in a good way, because if you were there on Saturday, there were a lot of lines, there were a lot of people, you had to wait. Sunday, no, there were no lines. It was wonderful. You could get to all the vendors, you could get to all the different wineries, you could. Keep getting back in line and doing tastings. It was kind of a magical day, and we had some great bands, just fantastic entertainment. It turned out really, really well. And if you missed out on the Virginia Wine and Garlic Festival this year, I'm sad for you. You should have been there. But maybe next time when we offer you tickets and we say, hey, we got free tickets for you, maybe you'll take us up on the offer. Or maybe you'll just pry open your wallet and just go, all right, I'll buy tickets. I'll come out there. It was a really, really good time. So hats off to everybody that helped make it happen. Hats off to our crew. Good Lord, I have to thank very, very muchly. I have to thank my niece Alex, who came out and helped out. I got to thank Sarah Blankenship, Jonathan. I got to thank Hannah, our photographer and our social media person, Oliver. Everybody that came out and helped us out and staffed the booth. And went around and introduced bands on all the stages, because we sponsored all four stages at the Virginia Wine and Garlic Festival this year, as we have in many, many years. That's kind of what we do. But then we get to go up and introduce the bands and make some announcements and that kind of stuff. So we did that, and it was a lot of fun. And again, thank you to everybody that helped us out, and thank you to everybody that came out. It was wonderful. All right, Monday edition of the show. We are back at it. Good Lord. Yes, we've been working all week. We worked 7 straight days. Now this is 8. It's what we do. It's what we do. We're here to entertain ye. And we're out there to entertain ye. And we're over there to entertain ye. That's what we do. All right, coming up on today's program, of course, we have your 5 random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got this. What do you think about this? This is what they're calling a future trend, brand-sponsored weddings. Now, most people might be a little...
you idiot!
...about this, but I'm not thinking... You know, I'm kind of, we sponsor all kinds of stuff, and we get sponsors to you know, that's how we do business. That's how we live. That's how we exist. So I wonder, a brand sponsored wedding. Now, I'm not getting married again. I'm just to let you all know, that is not absolutely positive. Well, never say never, right? But that's not in the cards. I'm not. But if you are if you are interested in getting married, hit me up. No, I'm just kidding. No, if you are if you're planning a wedding, you may want to consider this. You know, because let's say for example, there's a specific brand that wants to pay you, I don't know, $20,000 towards your $30,000 wedding. Wouldn't you take it? Maybe. All right. So we're going to talk about this and what would they sponsor? Okay. Would they just put up signage? Would you put up signage everywhere? Would it be on your invitations? Would it be how would that work? Okay, so we've got some suggestions for you and some ideas. And it doesn't even have to just be one sponsor. You could NASCAR this thing out, right? Okay, so we're going to talk about that. Future trend, brand-sponsored weddings, and our top list today. Top slogans for brands advertising at weddings. All right, we got that. That and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show on Radio 434. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
We are gathered here today, brought to you by Starbucks Cold Brew, to join Taylor and Jordan in holy matrimony. Affleck. May you begin your life together, founded in love, honesty, respect, and Netflix. And may you have a lifelong commitment, powered by Duracell and comforted by Haagen-Dazs. And now, by the power vested in me by K Jewelers, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may now kiss your spouse, sponsored by Chapstick.
It's the Mike Show. All right, so we talked about this at the beginning of the program, about a future trend that is emerging. It's brand-sponsored weddings. Now, some people struggle with dress codes at weddings, but that might not be a problem here in the future. You just need to wear your NASCAR-style jackets with giant Walmart-sponsored logos and whatever else on it. You could take a cue from us. I mean, literally, everything here is sponsored. I don't know. But let's talk about this. Let's break it down. We got the survey here. And 61% of Americans say they'd consider a brand-sponsored wedding, assuming that the brand covered more than half the costs of the wedding. So imagine if you, like I said, if they paid like $20,000 towards a $30,000 wedding. Now, only 32% of people say they would reject any offer to commercialize their wedding, but if a corporation covered 100% of the wedding, couples would be willing to do some crazy stuff. And if you're a wedding traditionalist, this may horrify you. So 58% of those surveyed said they would be okay with a brand-inspired cocktail. Now, that's smart. right? I mean, you could do, you know, you get Tito's vodka to sponsor it, and you could create the, I don't know, if the girl was Katrina, it could be the Katrina, and the, I don't know. Anyway, 57% would allow a brand logo at reception tables, on signage, and on the invites. 54% would allow the brand to hand out product samples at the wedding. You don't even have to hand out product samples. You just have a little swag. You have gift bags for all the guests. It sounds like I am on board with this. 33% would allow a brand's mascot to attend the wedding. Okay. Hey, everybody, welcome Southpaw. Southpaw, yes, he's my best man. Come on in, Southpaw. Let's see, 20%. Jimmy Berg. only if Jim would wear it, okay, to the wedding, and then just take the head off. He could do the chicken dance. Oh my God, I'm loving this. 20% or 18% rather would be willing to mention the brand in their wedding vows, and 17% would be okay putting the brand's logo on the wedding dress, like a patch, you know, like a sports jersey, a patch or something. For what it's worth, men are more likely to agree to this than women, by the way. Now, with that, that brings us to our top list. Was there more? Was there a couple other things? Oh, yeah. Now, some of these people might hope that you could find a tasteful way of including these sponsorships. But let's be honest, nobody's going to pay anything towards your wedding with the classy logos at the table, or unless they're really, really classy, you know, thing. But it's going to be obvious in photos and footage from the ceremony in the hopes that it goes viral. T-Mobile banners covering the stained glass windows. The rings will be presented in Tiffany & Company, Duncan collab boxes. If anybody objects, press the dislike button on your YouTube live stream. And we could go on and on and on, but we're going to with our top list. With 61% of Americans that they say that let a corporation sponsor their wedding. So the next time you attend one, don't be surprised if the bride and groom display signs with anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top slogans for brands advertising at weddings. All right, here we go. Oh, man, I left the banner thingy up the whole time. And then it stopped. It ran out. All right, I'm not redoing this segment. All right, here we go. Number one. Botox. The diamond in your ring is fake. Let the rest of your face join in. Top slogans for brands. Wait a minute. I gotta search one. Here, wait. I'm adding one. It's my show. It's called The Mike Show for a reason. Get used to it. All right. Number two. Southwest. Because sitting through the maid of honor's drunken toast makes you just want to get away. Top slogans for brands advertising at weddings. Spotify. No one should have to listen to a cover band perform Air Supply. Top slogans for brands advertising at weddings, ChatGPT. Your vows will still suck. We'll make them suck a little less. Top slogans for brands advertising at weddings, Valtrex. The only thing from your bachelor party that should last forever are the memories. Top slogans for brands advertising at weddings, Aflac. Nana will need supplemental coverage after she snaps her hip doing the chicken dance. I said the chicken dance. Oh, yeah. And finally, top slogans for brands advertising at weddings. Trojan, you just made one giant mistake in your life. We'll keep you from making more. Here we go. It's The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Oh, I forgot the other one. As the bride and groom are driving away, you know, with the tin cans and stuff tied to their vehicle, it's...
Cybertron!
I totally forgot. All right, coming up, not headline news. It's The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is both Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. Which one you celebrate depends on how upset you are that Bad Bunny is performing at the Super Bowl. Fox Sports replaced Mark Sanchez for this weekend's NFL game. They allowed someone else to have a stab at it. The Las Vegas Aces won the WNBA championship. If you're confused by that story, they're women who play basketball and won a championship. And a woman in Nashville gave birth to a 13-pound baby boy. It was a surprisingly easy delivery. They just lured the kid out with a pork chop. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's The Mike Show, and we're taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river and the fountain. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of 3 can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
And now it's time for...
5
Random
facts.
Yep. That time of the day that we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. Where's the thingy? There it is. Linus from the Peanuts comic strip was named after Charles Schulz's classmate, Linus Maurer. That Linus may not have had a security blanket, but he was the first person to see a sketch of the character. Charles and Linus remained close friends until Charles's death in 2000. They usually met for coffee, at Snoopy's Home Ice Rink Skating Rink in Santa Rosa, California. Snoopy's Home Ice Skating Rink in Santa Rosa, California. Number two. In the years between the Chicago Cubs' most recent World Series wins, 1908 and 2016, Arizona became a state, got a Major League Baseball team. They won a World Series. Now, unfortunately for Cubs fans, they were booted from this year, 2025 postseason on Saturday by the Milwaukee Brewers. We happen to have that call.
Cubs down to their final out. Carson Kelly grounded to short. Ortiz makes the play. Ball game over. The Brewers will play for the pennant.
All right. The Brewers host the Los Angeles Dodgers for game one of the National League Championship Series tonight. Number three, when Ian Fleming finished his first James Bond novel. Let's get some music in here real quick. There we go. When he finished the first James Bond novel, he celebrated by buying himself a gold-plated typewriter. Is that a gold-plated typewriter? Number four. In 2001, A Space Odyssey. You're going to get me started. Sci-fi lied to me. Sci-fi lied to us all. Children, you know, Gen X that grew up watching movies like 2001 Space Odyssey, believing that by 2001 we would have all kinds of orbital space stations that regular people could go to and then hop another flight to the moon where they would have casinos on the moon. Nope. Nope, it never happened. Never happened. Anyway, in 2001 A Space Odyssey, the computer's name is HAL. And all three of those letters are just one letter away from IBM. Stanley Kubrick said it was just a coincidence. And then number five, at least 70% of the world has brown eyes. Only 2% have green eyes.
Hello.
Hi. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Facts. All right. It is the Mike Show coming up. We have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes in a segment we call Audio Vault. This segment is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, there was a terrifying helicopter spin out at Huntington Beach, California on Saturday. This woman caught it on camera when at first the chopper flies low, then rises and spins out of control before crashing. Here, listen. Wow. Five people were injured and hospitalized in the crash. Two in the copter, three near the beach. Good Lord. we're going to save that for stupid criminals. But this, a TV producer for WGN-TV was detained by ICE in Chicago on Friday morning. During a raid, here is Debbie Brockman being taken away by officers.
What's your name? What's your name?
Debbie Brockman. I work for WGN. Let them know.
I got you. A little out of breath today, huh, fellas?
How you guys get that?
She was later released and not charged. Agents say they cuffed her and took her away because she threw an object at their vehicle. Let's see. A new study shows that around 46% of workers have considered quitting their job over emotional exhaustion. The study also shows that workers mostly feel like they're just surviving at their job and feel numb about it.
I gotta get out of here. I think I'm gonna lose it.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Oh, the story of the witches of TikTok. Well, they want to boycott Crock-Pot because they say the company broke their promise to deliver a cauldron this year. Here is one witch, Claire, talking about it on TikTok.
Witches, we have an official update from Crock-Pot on the Crock-Pot cauldron. They posted yesterday, shortly after I made a post about when is the cauldron coming? I'm going to keep posting until it arrives. They said, we acknowledge that everybody's been asking for the cauldron. They posted a bunch of the comments and a bunch of the messages from people asking, where is this cauldron that we were promised last year? And so they said that there will not be a Crock-Pot cauldron this year. This is very unfortunate. I think I speak for all witches and alternative people when we say we would buy this year round any time of year. So it would definitely be profitable if it dropped in, October.
Yeah. All right. Let's pair this up with the other one. All right, let's do this first. Def Leppard got their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last Thursday. Lead singer Joe Elliott spoke on behalf of the band and was sure to thank the famous producer that was responsible for giving them their signature sound and then, of course, their fans.
So what about the actual albums? Massive thanks obviously go out to Mutt Lange, who took the gamble on working with this unknown quantity back in 1981, taught us what making a record really meant, and helped us create songs that would hopefully last a lifetime. To our incredible, loving fan base out there, two words, thank you.
All right. Sad news in the world of music. John Lodge of the Moody Blues passed away. He was 82 years old. He joined the band in 1966. He and Justin Hayward and were responsible for bringing major success to the band. Here are some of the best-known songs that he wrote and sang lead vocals. All right. More sad news out of Hollywood. Diane Keaton died on Saturday. She was 79. She won an Oscar in 1977 for her starring role in Annie Hall. 20 years later, she joked about being an older actress when she won a Golden Globe for As Good As It Gets.
You play very well.
Oh, yeah? So do you. Oh, God, what a dumb thing to say, right? I mean, you say it, you play well, and then right away I have to say you play well. Oh, God, Annie. Well, oh, well. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la, yeah.
The winner is Diane Keaton. Annie Hall.
It's simply terrific. Naturally, I'm very honored to have been nominated with actresses like Jane Fonda and Shirley MacLaine and Anne Bancroft and Marsha Mason. This is something. Anyway, Annie Hall was a wonderful experience for me, and I just would like to say thanks to Woody and thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, what is this? Okay, you stay where you are. We have a knife.
Do you live here?
Look, mister, I am going to dial 911, and you are not going to move.
No, you don't understand.
Hello. Yes. Yes, I have an intruder in my house. 29 Daniel Zane.
I'm dating your daughter, Marin. She invited me here for the weekend. She's in her room right now, changing.
Oh, you're dating my daughter?
Now, who would have thought that would be worse news?
Sorry, false alarm. No, he's not a burglar. He's dating my daughter.
And the Golden Globe goes to Diane Keaton.
Let's face it, getting to play a woman to love at 57 is like reaching for the stars with a stepladder. But I know I got lucky. I crept through to find Jack Nicholson waiting for me on the other side. Without the insane Irishman throwing me curveballs, I couldn't have reached for anything, much less stars.
All right. Diane Keaton, again, passed away at the age of 79. She was also in The Godfather in 1972, Father of the Bride in 1991. I cannot believe that it was that long ago. First Wives Club. So many, many others. Let's see, where are we at? This one? All right, let's go to sports. We played the sound clip of the Milwaukee Brewers topping the Chicago Cubs 3-1 to win the NLDS. Now, on Friday night, the Seattle Mariners beat the Detroit Tigers in the fifth and final game of the ALDS. After 15 innings, the Mariners had loaded the bases. There were two outs, full count, and fully ended it in front of their home fans.
3-2. Polanco sends it in the right, and will send Seattle to the American League Championship Series for the first time in 24 years!
All right, the Mariners are now the American League champions, and they're in the American League Championship Series with the Toronto Blue Jays. Game 1 was last night. Mariners won 3-1. Game 2 is tonight in Toronto. Let's see. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. How do you pronounce her name?
Cristela Alonso.
Cristela Alonso. All right. Comedian Cristela Alonso, who admits she doesn't fit into skimpy Halloween costumes that many other women wear.
Kind of a tomboy. I don't like being a chick. I think certain women, you messed it up for me bad, man. And not all women. I'm talking to those skinny little chicks out there. The ones that like to wear underwear and call it an outfit. I hate you! And these chicks, they all have their national holiday, Halloween. They all come out in Halloween. It's always so cute. They're always really cute. They're like, I'm wearing a yellow thong. I'm a sexy Pikachu. Woo! Woo! I'm wearing a black bra. I'm a nun. Party! And then we all go to the Halloween party, and all the guys are after the naughty nurse. The naughty kitten, the naughty devil. Where am I? Oh, I'm in the corner of the room. Hey, who wants the pumpkin, huh? Anybody want some pumpkin pie? I need whipped cream.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. I hit it prematurely. Here, let's search again and then do that and then do this. And sorry. It happens. Most men, I mean, it happens. All right, take two. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle again. No, it's not done yet. And just give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up. We are going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
The United Way of Central Virginia is hosting their annual food drive for the entire month of October to benefit local food pantries throughout Central Virginia. They need your help to surpass the goal of 15,000 pounds of food. Donate unexpired, non-perishable food items, cleaning, and hygiene products. And if your business or organization would be interested in hosting a box, please contact United Way of Central Virginia. The October food drive benefits 13 local food banks and pantries just in time for the holiday season. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for a list of collection sites, or take your donations to the United Way of Central Virginia's offices at 1010 Miller Park Square in Lynchburg. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information, and together we can harvest hope for our neighbors in need.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, 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 do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for anytime, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind, or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh yeah, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. All right, a man in Oregon named Peter Higginbotham had his 1996 Toyota Camry hot-wired and stolen last year. The 29-year-old car wasn't exactly the picture of health. It even had a bumper sticker on it that said, quote, "The book value of my car is one Baja Blast." About a month later, I said, one Baja Blast. Yeah. About a month later, the car and its thief turned up, and the vehicle was still a mess. The insurance company declared it totaled and paid out $1,700. The thief was a woman named Cherizarar Walter, and she was charged with unauthorized use and possession of a stolen vehicle. Both are felonies, but Peter asked for the judge to drop the charges against her in exchange for a Mountain Dew Baja Blast to honor the bumper sticker. the judge eventually agreed and told the defendant, you worked out a smoking hot agreement. Peter got his Baja Blast, and he didn't like it. He said, I'm not a big soda guy. It was still a little citrusy, a little bit pineapple-y. Maybe it's better if you're just actively eating a taco, perhaps. That's what he said, his words. Peter is still fine with the deal, though. He said he just doesn't want to see anyone going to jail over this. By the way, the prosecution was not happy about the side deal, especially since Cherizere had prior convictions. She did tell the judge she's working to get her life together. There's good news in the world. That's kind of good news, but there's good news in the world. And we like to share it during this particular segment. A 10-year-old girl in Texas did the Heimlich and saved her 7-year-old brother's life. He was eating candy while jumping on a trampoline in their backyard when he began choking. Here's the mother, Heather James, talking about her daughter saving her son's life.
It was a hard watch, much as it hurts my heart to watch. Gosh, I'm just so proud of her. Logan has swore he will never be on the trampoline with a piece of candy again. I'm so proud of my kid. She's always been an exceptional kid. She is one of those kids that she's just so mature for her age. My only message to any other moms or dads or anyone responsible for a child out there is not to underestimate them because of their age.
There you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. No way!
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
4.
3.
4.